full time here at Sutton Athletic. It is finished. Sutton Athletic 1, Rusthall 1. Very tricky game for the Rustics, this one. Tough place to come. Pitch very bobbly tonight. Rusthall struggled really to play their usual fluid passing football in the first half. Sutton took the lead in the first half, and it was deserved, to be fair. Ball went into the box. Rhys Hobbs made rather a mess of it, unfortunately, dropped the ball, and it was a relatively easy finish for Ashton Day to give the home side the lead. Second half, Rusthall came out with much more intent. Far the better side, really. Big gap in quality, but again, nothing came easy for the Rustics. But it was Jack Kirby who managed to squeeze in the equaliser following an excellent cross from substitute Jevon Dyer. Josh Reid aimed for goal. The ball came back out to Kirby and he tucked it home to equalise. Both sides could have nicked it at the end. Good opportunities from set pieces for both, but none were taken. Unfortunately for Rusthall, Robbie Bissett was dismissed right at the end for a second yellow card. He took one for the team, stopping a breakaway attack, stopped his man, and the referee quite rightly showed the yellow card and the red one to follow. So he will miss perhaps the semi-final in the Challenge Cup next Tuesday night. But next up for the Rustics, it's a home fixture against Hollands and Blair. It's finished here. Sutton Athletic 1, Rusthall 1. This is Simon Howe for West Kent Radio.